USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Over the years, 780 prisoners have passed through Guantanamo Bay. Many of the remaining 39 are entering their second decade in the East Cuban detention facility. They were labeled enemy combatants without rights. The only time frame for their release, if ever, Dick Cheney said, the end of the war on terror, which officially is still going on. Tuesday, after a 17-month pause, the pretrial hearings for Mohammed and four others are set to resume just days ahead of the anniversary of the attack. The military commissions resumed hearing in May, and Biden has sought quietly to release those not facing trial. The city of Portland, Oregon, announced it intends to ban trade and travel to the state of Texas in response to the state's new heartbeat abortion law. Mayor Wheeler announced the city council intends to vote on an emergency resolution on Wednesday to stop the city's future procurement of goods and services and travel to the state of Texas. USA Radio News.
If you think the COVID vaccine alone will protect you from the coronavirus, think again. As the deadly disease breaks through to people who are vaccinated, it's critical to take a reliable temperature reading with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's the only thermometer whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies versus the non-contact devices that have no supporting studies and produce a false sense of security. Vaccines are not enough, and thermometer accuracy matters. Learn more at Exergen.com.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.